The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American. Not afraid to be American. This is the America's Web Radio station you are tuned in to. Listen, I deserve a freaking medal. All right? I deserve a medal. I tortured myself last night and tried to watch as much as that DNC fantasy convention as I possibly could. But what a farce this was. I don't know how any of you, and if you are, and look, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, and I know that producer Brett will agree with me. If you are a Jewish voter, and you could sit through that crap last night, the excrement that was spewing from every speaker's mouth last night, and when they weren't rah-rah abortion, they were kill-kill Israel. I can't put this any other way, but I'm sorry. If you're a Jewish voter out there and you're going to find a way to vote for any Democrat, not just Harris, not just this Waltz character, but any Democrat. I don't know how many times I've got to tell you folks, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat, not in today's party. I'll just get to this right now. This is what the Democrats like to do. They like to turn to Kentucky. Oh, look at Kentucky. I'm really going to try to be nice today, and I'm really going to try to hold myself back today. But I will rail the people of South Carolina for being lapdogs for Lindsey Graham and continuing to elect that bozo. I don't know what got in the water of the people of Kentucky, but for you fools to continue to vote for Andy Beshear, what is wrong with you people? I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to be nice. But I love it because Democrats and even some conservatives that I know, or so-called conservatives that I know, and a lot of Republicans, especially from the swamp, the establishment side, will always refer to Andy Beshear. Oh, well, that's a good Democrat. Oh, Andy Beshear, he's a moderate Democrat. Look at those Kentuckians. They elected that moderate Democrat. And I keep telling you, there's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. I don't care what Andy Beshear says to get elected. You got to look at his actions. Listen to what the guy says when he thinks nobody's paying attention. At least he doesn't think any Republicans are paying attention. But Andy Beshear basically yesterday, and I'm not sure which show, it might have been on Morning Joe, again, MSNBC, where Andy Beshear, he basically knows none of his so-called middle-of-the-road supporters or Republican supporters, they're not watching the Morning Joe show on MSNBC. I mean, not many people do. But still, there are lots of Democrats that watch and I guess the left-wing progressive nut jobs that watch. And what does Beshear do? Beshear actually got on there and look, he didn't say it in these words, but he basically said, he said some words that meant that, and was, how do I word this? I'm really, really trying to be nice, but I cannot cut this guy any slack. He basically said that J.D. Vance's daughter should be raped so they can experience what it's like to make the decision if you're raped and you're pregnant and you become pregnant. Okay, look, that is an issue for first of all, I mean, the rapist, the Democrat will defend the rapist. That's one thing you got to know. I mean, somebody needs to get in front of Andy Beshear and say, well, okay, you had the audacity to actually wish that somebody else's child got raped. Okay, that in itself is disgusting. I don't care where you believe on abortion. I don't care what your thoughts are on abortion. I don't even like discussing it on the show because I don't believe the federal government has any business with even discussing that topic. Okay? So you know where I stand on this. I agree with Donald Trump. And I agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who also said that Roe versus Wade would not stand the test of time and that this was a state issue. And now it is a state issue, and that's where it belongs. And now you've got Andy Beshear out there saying that he wants somebody else, someone else's daughter to be raped so they can experience what it's like to make that decision and deal with that. That's awful. No one should have to deal with that. No one should have to deal with that kind of pain. Abortion has nothing to do with it. You're actually saying that you would be okay with somebody else's child being raped. That's pretty effed up. And I am really trying to keep this clean for a family show. But Andy Beshear, the so-called moderate Democrat, said that. That's pretty, I don't know how any of you could vote for today's, unless you are a progressive socialist commie wannabe. I don't know how you can vote for today's Democrat Party. And listen, I'm not telling you to go run and jump in the lap of Lindsey Graham. I'm not telling you to go jump in the lap of the establishment Republican swamp. I'm not telling you to go be a lapdog to them. But I am telling you that if you want to make a change and get away from the progressive socialist disaster that we're heading towards, if you want to stop placating to the Democrat, if you're so beholden and beloved or so much loved the Democrat Party, then you should be working to change it. And the only way to change it is to throw these bozos out of office, make them listen to you, and make them go back to the Democrat Party of JFK. JFK couldn't be a Democrat today. There's a few, Bill Clinton, who was president in the 90s, could not be president today. Not in this Democrat Party. Not unless he completely goes progressive. I mean, this is not the party of yesteryears. This is a progressive party that loves socialism. This is a progressive party that thinks AOC knows what she's talking about. This is a progressive Democrat Party that thinks AOC is an economist. I mean, oh my goodness. I am almost without words with what I witnessed last night. And then, seeing what Andy Beshear said on I think it was the Morning Joe show yesterday, about J.D. Vance and his daughter and what they should go through. I mean, folks, you people in Kentucky, first of all, if you're allowed to recall a governor, you should recall that governor. I don't care what he said to you in the past. The fact that he has the cojones and he doesn't even stop himself from wishing that kind of pain on another family, you should recall him immediately. And if you can't recall him, well, then when you get to the next election, you better throw him out so fast his head spins. I mean, I can't look. And again, I don't care where you stand on abortion. That's not the argument. The argument is that the Democrats and the Kentuckians elected a governor who will actually sit there and he will placate so much to the hard left while trying to fool you into thinking that he's some moderate. But he will play and say something as vile and as evil as wishing that someone else's family, someone else's child, someone else's daughter would be raped so they can experience that pain. No, folks. I don't like a lot of Democrats. It's not that I don't like them. I disagree. Let's put it this way. I disagree with a lot of Democrats, but I would never, ever, ever wish that kind of pain on anybody. Anybody. I don't care who it is. Look, I don't care much for Joe Biden. I think Biden is pretty much the slime of the earth. I think Joe Biden has enriched his family over years and years of abusing the taxpayer. That's what I think about Joe Biden. But I would never, ever wish this kind of pain on Joe Biden. I'm the one that's been calling for Joe Biden to resign and go live out the rest of his years with his family and be happy. Go live out your golden years and stop letting them pump you up and inject you with this anger medicine of which you were clearly on last night. And they have abused you. Not only did they abuse you to get you elected in 2020 and abuse you for the past 4 years, when they were done with you, they just tossed you out. They tossed you out, Joe Biden. I don't know how you can still play footsies with them. Although if you pay attention, and again, listen, I don't blame you if you didn't watch this crap last night. I don't blame you. And listen, I couldn't watch it all. It was so painful. My ears were about to bleed. That's how bad this was last night. But what you've got to understand, what you've got to see, though, it looks like on the surface that Joe Biden and Jill Biden are playing ball with the Democrat Party. But I am telling you, folks, they are throwing little daggers out there, and they're helping in a weird way. or in their own way, I guess, they threw out some bones to Donald Trump's team last night. And my message to Donald Trump's team, look, I'm sure they're all over this because he does have some good people this time. It doesn't mean they're making all the right decisions. And listen, a lot of the decision making is Trump. And Trump's going to be Trump. I told you guys last week, Trump is not a politician. Trump's going to be Trump. But he's got some good people around him. Maybe not all of them, but some of them are good and good campaigners. And I do think that the campaign is on top of this. You better be on top of this. The Trump campaign better be on top of this. Joe Biden gave you some golden bones last night, and you need to take those, and by this afternoon they need to be ads. They need to be ads all over social media and all over the airways. Yeah, I mean, you better, you know, it's official this week. Harris is the nominee, and listen, I wouldn't blame Trump for taking it easy this week. I really wouldn't. Get some rest. But your team needs to be on their game. Your team needs to be on their game, and your team needs to have all these little gifts that Joe Biden threw out last night need to be in ads by this afternoon, and these ads need to be running for the rest of the week. They need to be running these ads. And this is what I think is happening. Look, anyone who thinks that the party didn't force Joe out, anyone who thinks that Pelosi and her goons didn't mafia Biden out of the White House, I mean, they absolutely mafiaed him out of the nomination. They went into Joe and they said, that's it. We're not playing with you anymore, Joe. There's no more playing. There's no more asking. There's no more giving you hints. You're done. You out, you're done. And Joe Biden goes, no, I can win. And Pelosi looks at him and goes, no, you're done. You're going to either walk out of here and resign from the nomination. Trust me, the presidency, that's coming. That's coming, folks. Just you wait. Listen, let me do this real quick. You listeners are so awesome. I've gotten so many messages from, when I filled in a couple of weeks ago for Eric Erickson. When I filled in for Eric Erickson, I had mentioned that, I know, or at least I have a theory on what the October surprise is going to be. Or at least one of the October surprises, what it will be. And I never got to it. I got so caught up with phone calls and other things during the show that I ran out of time. And yes, believe me, 3 hours, you can run out of time, and I usually do. But I've had so many listeners from the Erickson Show email me or find me on social media and ask me, what's your theory? So let me just do that real quick. So my theory for the October surprise that's going to come up, listen, here's what I think is going to happen. Kamala, you're going to see if any of you guys don't remember, if you're not old enough, and look, I'm on the wrong side of old, but I'm barely old enough to remember this. Dukakis and Bush, if you remember in 89 when that race was going between Bush and Dukakis, Dukakis went into this week, he went into the convention, and he came out of the convention with a 17-point lead over Bush. A 17-point lead he had over Bush. Now, you're talking about the 80s. You're talking about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is finishing up his second term. One of the, if not the most successful 2-year presidency in the history of this country. That was Ronald Reagan. And even with Ronald Reagan's success, Dukakis came out of that convention, this time in 88, I think it was, 88, 89. Must have been 88. No, it must have been 89. Anyway, Dukakis came out of that convention 17 points ahead of George Bush, even with the success of Ronald Reagan. And so I'm seeing similarities right now. And as a matter of fact, folks, that Democrat convention that Dukakis held was in Atlanta, Georgia. And I, your humble host, was an attendee to that Democrat. Yeah, I'm ashamed of it. But I will always be honest with you guys. Look, I told you guys, I grew up being told I was supposed to be a Democrat. I grew up being told, you're brown, you got some Mexican in you, so you have to be a Democrat. And I attended. I was a guest at the Democrat National Convention in Atlanta, Georgia in 1988 or 89. But it was when Dukakis was at the Omni, the old Omni, where CNN Center used to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And I will never forget being part of that and watching this, and really was my first taste of real politics, being around politicians, and it was crazy. But and I'm like, again, I'm almost ashamed. I've never been to a Republican convention, but I have been to a Democrat convention. How bad is that? I probably shouldn't admit that, but actually, I will admit it, and I will say this because I am hoping maybe for the next after Trump's next 4 years, maybe I'll be invited to the Republican National Convention. Let's see. I hope so. I hope so. That's a goal of mine. But right now I'm so low on the totem pole, I don't think they know I exist. But you know what? They're gonna know one day. They're gonna know one day. But anyway, so I attended the Dukakis convention, the Democrat convention in Atlanta, Georgia, back in the late 80s. And it was kind of my real introduction into politics. But I will tell you, what I'm seeing now is shaping up to be kind of like that Dukakis-Bush race, because Dukakis came out of that convention 17 points ahead of Bush. And then Bush went on to win by 8 points or more. Okay, so this is kind of the similar thing. There's a lot of excitement they're generating. They anointed Kamala. I mean, again, the party that's telling you they're for democracy is the party that killed democracy. And they didn't even blink twice to kill it. I mean, I will remind you every week from now until the election, I, your humble host, received just as many primary votes in 2024 as Kamala Harris. Okay? Let that sink in, you sycophant, crazy Democrat voters. And you crazy Jewish voters who, if you're still gonna vote Democrat, there's something wrong with you. Listen, there's something wrong. And my great grandparents who were Sephardic Jewish, I can't imagine what they would be. I can't imagine, but I'm not gonna repeat it because some of you might speak Spanish and you might understand me. But I can almost tell you what they would be saying right now. Because you cannot be Jewish and support today's progressive anti-Jew, anti-Semitism Democrat Party. You just can't. You just can't. But, alright, but I'm just saying, I'm seeing similarities and the party that is supposedly for democracy is killing democracy without even blinking. And they're doing it right in front of your face. And I'm going to continue to remind you, I have received just as many votes as in the primary as Kamala Harris for 2024. Okay? Let that sink in. Let that sink into anyone who's still considering voting Democrat. Somehow you've got it in your brain that you have to vote Democrat. I want you to remember, you cannot say you're for democracy if you're still supporting today's Democrat Party. Because Kamala Harris got as many votes in the primary of 2024 as I did. And you know how many votes I got? Zilch. Zero. Zero. A big fat zero. That's how many votes Kamala Harris has gotten. But yet, they pushed out Joe Biden. They stabbed that man in the back in more ways than one. And they anointed Kamala. They did not, look, there were Democrats who knew this might be a problem. And they knew the optics were going to be bad. If we had an honest media, she wouldn't have a chance. The Democrat Party wouldn't have a chance. They would lose the Senate, they would lose the House bigger, and they would lose the presidency if we had an honest media. Because every Democrat voter out there who voted in the primary should be darn well pissed off. Because the Democrat Party gave you the finger and said, we don't care if you voted. Because listen, there were some Democrats officials and operatives who knew this was going to look bad. And they said, hey, if we push Joe out, we need to have a small primary. We need to have a quick, fast, small primary where voters actually get to vote. And you know what Pelosi said and Schumer said and the rest of them said? No, we're not going to do that. What do you mean democracy? We hold democracy for the other side, and we use democracy when we need to lie to voters. But we're not going to practice democracy? How dare you even suggest it? That is probably very close to the words that probably came out of Pelosi's and Schumer's mouth and the rest of the operatives behind the scenes, which are a lot of Obama's people. That's what they said. Or at least I assume that is very close to what they said. They're not going to practice democracy. No. They're going to take the lady who didn't get one vote in 2024, the lady who tried in 2020 and didn't get not even 2% of the vote, didn't even make it to the first official primary vote. She didn't make it to the first official primary voting state. She had to drop out. She did that bad. But they took her and anointed her. They looked at all you voters out there and said, F you. They gave you the finger. and they anointed her. And then they told you, you got to be happy about it. You got to be joyful about it. Oh, and by the way, that other side's killing democracy. Wait a minute. I'm old enough to remember that the other side, Donald Trump, had to fight not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. He had to fight like 10 Republicans. And he won. He got more votes than the other people. Democracy worked. Whether you like Trump or not, democracy worked, and Donald Trump's the nominee. The Democrats can't say that. They cannot say democracy worked because they didn't. Authoritarianism worked on the democracy side. The democracy didn't work on the Democrat side. The Democrats crushed democracy in 2024, and they did it with a smile on their face. And now they're telling you, you Democrats that are still out there and still going to vote, you people that are still going to vote for a Democrat, the Democrats just looked at you and said, you don't matter at all. And not only do you not matter, not only will you go along with this, you will obey us and you will be joyful. You will be joyful in getting behind Kamala, the queen of word salads, the queen of absolute no substance. Oh yeah, you're going to get behind her and be happy about it. That is what the Democrat Party has done. And now, let me get back to the mess I saw last night. Listen, I couldn't watch the whole thing, folks. I couldn't. I could not do it. I tried, but I couldn't do it. I could not do it. You've got to understand, if you're a reasonable person out there, and again, this is what I mean. You can be a Democrat, and you can think that it runs in your blood, and you can think that that's the only party you can vote for. If you care that much about the Democrat Party, then you should want to change it. Because unless you're a progressive, woke nut job, unless you are truly a Marxist, or you support Marxism, if you support socialism, if you support what Venezuela has done, if you support those kind of things, then yeah, the today's Democrat Party is your party. Today's Democrat Party is your party if you support those things. But if you're a Democrat because you've been told you're a Democrat, or you've been a Democrat all your life, or your family was a Democrat and you just can't see anything different, but yet you believe there are two genders, you understand there's a man, there's a woman. If you believe that, okay, inflation is bad and government caused inflation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris with their voting for ridiculous spending, they caused the inflation. And if you understand that, and you understand that your life today is way worse than it was under Donald Trump, your life today is costing you a lot more money. Your ability to make it month to month is being stressed because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. 4 years ago under Donald Trump, you made more money, your dollar went further, you had no inflation, you had cheap grocery prices, cheap food, fast food. You could still go to fast food for $5. You could go get a $5 meal in numerous fast food outlets. You could fill your car up paying under $2 in some states for gas. You can't do that now. You could power your house, your AC, even in the winter, your heater. You could do all of that. And your power bill was reasonable. Not today. Not today. So if you are a reasonable Democrat and you can understand that the Democrat Party has done this to you, and you love the Democrat Party so much that you don't want to completely leave them, well then you need to punish them. And the way you punish them is you go vote for Donald Trump. You go vote for your local Republican. And if they don't do a good job, you always have the power to throw them out. But the only way you're going to get the Democrat Party to change, the only way the Democrat Party is going to listen to you, you diehard, if there's any diehard moderate Democrats left out there, voters, I'm talking about voters, because there's no elected Democrat that it's a moderate. I'm sorry, there's not. But if you're a Democrat diehard voter out there who considers yourself to be moderate, independent, if you consider yourself to be independent, if you consider yourself to be a reasonable thinking person who doesn't like the high prices you're dealing with, you don't like open borders, you don't like the fact that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are letting millions and millions of illegals in this country, and then they're not just letting them in, they're paying for their health care, they're paying for their food, they're paying for their clothes, they're giving them phones, they're putting them up in nice hotels, and you, the taxpayer, are footing the bill for this. If that kind of stuff is getting on your nerves, you need to punish the party that you love and get that party back to a sensible level, not, and get it away from the progressive level. And the only way to do that is you've got to break from them. You've got, the only way to punish a politician, listen, I don't care what side they're on, the only way to punish a politician is to throw them out of power. The only thing a politician fears is losing power. Why do you think Joe Biden is not out there? Listen, the day is going to come that Jill Biden is going to unload on the Democrat Party. Joe Biden, if he's still got some senility left, he will unload on the Democrat Party and tell the truth of what happened to him. That day is going to come. But it isn't going to come right now because they put power ahead of everything. They put power ahead of country. They put power ahead of people. They're always going to put power ahead. That's, listen, Joe Biden's family, listen, there was a report out the other day. I don't know, something like $27 million has been funneled to the Biden family. Listen, you're kidding yourself if you don't think the Joe Biden and his family has gotten rich off of China and Ukraine and Russia. China, Russia, and the Ukraine have made the Bidens rich. And plenty of other politicians, I'm sure. But right now, Biden's the president. And you've got to understand, your Democrat Party isn't for the people anymore. Maybe they used to be. And I do believe under JFK, they were a party of the people. They're not a party of the people now. So the only way to punish that party and get it back is you've got to depart from them. You have to depart. Like many black men, young men are doing, they're supporting Donald Trump. Many of my fellow Hispanics, listen, ladies and gentlemen, every trip, you know I travel a lot, and every trip I take, I usually end up with some type of Latino driver who starts talking to me about Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. I walked in, listen, I don't have it on today, but I have a shirt, Latinos for Trump. And I proudly wear it. And everywhere I go, I was just in a restaurant. I seeked out a table in the corner far away from everybody else because I had to do some work. And I was trying to hide from people. I still had someone come up to me, a fellow Latinos come up to me and go, hey, I like your shirt. Or, hey, I've got that shirt. Or, hey, I'm supporting Donald Trump and I'm not ashamed. And then I told them, you're not afraid. You're not afraid, and don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. And so I'm telling you folks, I'm seeing it. So if you're a diehard Democrat, but you don't believe in the 120 genders and you really believe in democracy, you're not happy that they've anointed Kamala Harris. You're not happy with the inflation. You're not happy. Listen, this is Biden Harris inflation. They caused it. The Democrat Party caused this. It was Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote in the Senate that got this inflation. All right, this is on Kamala Harris's hands. So if you're living paycheck to paycheck, as over 60% of you are, you're struggling. You're doing it because of Joe Biden and because of Kamala Harris, because of the Democrat Party. The only way to get your party back is to punish them. And the only way to punish them is take power away. So you go vote for Donald Trump. Hold your nose if you have to. And you go vote for your local Republican. Hold your nose if you have to. That is the only way the Democrat Party will start to come back to the middle. It's the only way they're going to come back to putting you first. Because right now, they're elitist. The Democrat Party of today is a bunch of elitists. They all run around with corporate heads. And they all run around with the tech heads. And they all play footsies with them. And then they get in front of you and they tell you, oh, we're going to tax the corporations. No, they're going to tax you. Because there's always going to be a carve out for the CEOs that are friends with the Democrat Party. Always. Your Democrat Party is not for the little guy. Your Democrat Party is the big guy. Your Democrat Party is the man. Today's Democrat Party is the man. Today's Democrat Party is an authoritarian wannabe elitist machine. And they don't care about the little people. It is today's Democrat Party and Kamala Harris, who again cast the tie-breaking vote to unleash thousands of IRS agents on tip workers because they said tip workers weren't paying enough taxes. You people out there who were driving, delivering food and out there waiting tables and serving drinks and at elitist restaurants serving the Democrats. You people, Kamala Harris said you weren't paying enough taxes. The Democrats said you weren't paying enough taxes. So they unleashed the IRS to go after specifically tip workers and their tips. so they could tax them to oblivion. That's your Kamala Harris. Now again, how do you get your party back if you're a diehard Democrat? You've got to punish them. You got to go vote for Trump. You've got to go vote for Republicans. I don't care if you hold your nose. But you've got to remove Democrats from power. That's the only way they're going to come back to you. That's the only way they're going to come back to you. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We will be right back. Don't you go anywhere. This is the On Point with Victor show.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
What will Victor say next? Find out every Tuesday at 1 p.m. on the On Point with Victor show, only on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American, not afraid. And listen, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. I might be a little angry at Andy Beshear. No, I'm not angry. I'm just right, folks. Listen, you can't get too mad about this. You can't get too bent out of shape, but you can get fired up. I don't want you to be angry. I don't want you to go fight with people, yell at people, do any of that. I want you to be gung-ho about the United States. I want you to be gung-ho about the future. You can be gung-ho about Trump. I don't care if you like Trump or not. You know 4 years under Trump already. He's been president. You know what he's going to do. He's going to fire up the economy. He's going to stop the wars. He's going to have peace in the Middle East. He did it before. Why would you believe a Democrat and think that he can't do it again? Why would you believe? Look, the Democrats are pretending that you can't remember a short 4 years ago of how good you had it under Donald Trump. I don't care if you like him. I don't care if you like his character. Don't care if you like what he says. Don't care if you like what he does. Don't care if you like his social media. Don't care. But you were making more money. Your money was worth more because it wasn't inflated to oblivion. Your taxes were going down. There was peace in the Middle East like we've never seen before. There was an actual secure border on the southern border. We had less chance of a terroristic attack in our country. Now we've never been this vulnerable to a terrorist attack within our country as we are right now. Not even during 9/11 when that happened. We are more in danger of a terroristic attack in our country, on our soil, more in danger than we were on 9/11. Let that sink in, folks. And that's because of an open border, because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's all at their feet. That's all at their feet. So, you know how well you had it under Donald Trump. Like the guy or not, doesn't matter. His policies. You should care about policies. Donald Trump's policies put more money in your pocket. Donald Trump policies allowed you to go on more vacations, allowed you to buy more things. Donald Trump's policies allowed you to go to the grocery store and buy whatever the heck you wanted. Can't do that now. So many of you can't do that now. And it's because of the Democrat Party. It's because of Kamala Harris. Now, do you want 4 more years of Joe Biden type policies? Because you're going to get worse. You're going to go further. Kamala Harris is further to the progressive left than Joe Biden was. And Joe Biden's policies were awful. But Kamala Harris is going to take you right on down the Marxist road, the communist road, the socialist road. I mean, price fixing? Listen, folks, price fixing has actually been tried in this country. And unfortunately, it was a Republican who did it. And they failed. They failed, failed, failed. You had Jimmy Carter. Listen, the Democrats love to try price fixing, and they'll try it over and over and over. They did it also. Go back to the Jimmy Carter years. It failed, failed, failed. And all it did was cause misery and pain onto the American people. Listen, the elitists never had the pain. The elitists will never feel the pain. But you will. You and I will. You and I will always feel the pain of Marxism and socialism. Price fixing is right out of the communist handbook, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how. I can't put it any other way. Listen, I don't want the Trump campaign to campaign on calling her a Kamala communist and socialist. She is. That's the policy she's choosing. That's the policy she's spouting. She's never going to admit that it's socialist. Listen, she was brought up by a Marxist teacher. Her father was a diehard Marxist, I believe, professor or teacher. Kamala Harris loves Marxism. You can hear it in her policy. The very few policy proposals that she's made are straight out of the Marxist handbook, which leads to socialism, which means leads to communism. It's awful. It's awful. It leads to pain. And here's why I said I don't want Trump running a campaign calling her communist or socialist. He just needs to run a campaign defining her. He needs to run a campaign explaining why price fixing doesn't work. People will figure out, listen, by the time the American people figure out that it's Marxism and socialism, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. So what Donald Trump needs to do is just stick to the facts and talk about what's happened in Venezuela, because Kamala's policies are mimicking what Venezuela did. That's what she's proposing. So just get out there and define Kamala for who she is and for what she is, and explain to people, you're in pain now because of price increases, because of overtaxation, because of inflation. You're in pain now because of these things. And if Kamala Harris gets her way, it's going to cause more inflation, more price increases, more taxes. It's going to cause all the everything that's wrong now is going to get worse under Kamala's policies. That's all Donald Trump needs to say. Just stick to that. Stick to her policies that she's spouted in the past. Use her own words against her. That's what you need to do. Because folks, what is coming out of Kamala Harris is straight up, I mean, and listen, I can say it because I'm not running for president. It's straight up Marxism. It's straight up socialism. It's straight up communism. It's, price fixing is out of the Marxist handbook. If you opened up a book that said how to go down the Marxist road, or how to go down socialism road, or how to end with communism, price fixing is one of the first things you'll see. It's one of the first things you'll see. I mean, I'll get into a little bit of this in a little bit about Venezuela and how Kamala's more connected to Venezuela than you know. Look, if you noticed the title of my show today, I said I want you to pay attention and be on the lookout for a guy named Joseph Stiglitz. Be on the lookout for a guy named Joseph Stiglitz. Okay, I'm going to get into this to a little bit, but if you want to take notes, write down Joseph Stiglitz. I want you to write that down. I want you to remember that name. Because if that dude ends up in Kamala Harris's cabinet in any capacity, or if she announces ahead of time that he's going to be part of her economic advisory board, which I guarantee you, if he's not there already, he will be, then every alarm in your head should go off. So write that down, Joseph Stiglitz, and I'll get to what he's done in just a few. What the media will never tell you, what he'll never tell you. But any journalist listening to me now, if you want to be ahead of the game, go research Joseph Stiglitz and prepare the people. Listen, if you're a journalist out there and you're the first to write a story about Joseph Stiglitz, you're going to be ahead of the game, and you can credit On Point with Victor. On Point with Victor. Listen, I got a listener, and you listeners are awesome out there, by the way. I got a listener that chimed in and said this is what they experienced. They were traveling a week or two ago, and they were walking through a hotel, and a black voter yelled out at him and said, "Hey, who are you voting for? Are you voting for Trump, or are you voting for the fake black lady?" So, listen, folks, this is out there. I know it's anecdotal. But the thing about the perky thing about anecdotal evidence is anecdotal evidence turns into data. Anecdotal evidence eventually turns into real data. And I'm telling you, folks, I see it with my Uber drivers, my Lyft drivers. I'm seeing it with blacks and Latinos. And now I just had a listener chime in who was, I think in maybe Charlotte, North Carolina. where they're walking through a hotel and some black guy just randomly goes, "Hey, who are you voting for? Trump or the fake black lady?" I mean, that's funny, folks. Listen, there are more black voters out there are in tune maybe than the media doesn't. Maybe, what am I trying to say? The media may not have an understanding yet of where a lot of black voters are falling. Because it seems like a lot of black, and they're not just black men that I'm being told these things. There are black women out there too, and also Hispanic, brown people, that are just coming up and telling me, and then I'm hearing it from other listeners that they are, listen, they're for Trump. They may not like Trump. And listen, I've said this before and I'll say it again. These black minority voters and brown Hispanic minority voters, they're not running and jumping in the lap of the Republican Party. But they are going to Donald Trump. They are looking at Trump saying, "I want my low inflation back. I want my low gas prices back. I want my low energy prices back. I want my grocery prices to be low again. I want my cost of living to go down. I'm voting for Donald Trump." Because Donald Trump is not an unknown entity. Why on earth? And listen, Kamala's not unknown entity, an unknown entity either. Kamala Harris is Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is the Joe Biden administration. Kamala Harris was probably more involved than any of us would like to admit, because Joe Biden has been suffering for how long? I mean, Joe Biden, listen, all Joe Biden did last night in his speech was go to war with the English language. That's all he did last night. It's all he did. They shot him up with the angry medicine, so he was really pissed off, and he's probably still, look, I know he's pissed from being pushed out. He's trying hard not to show it, and he's willing to lie because of power. Listen, there is no telling what they've offered the Biden family. Listen, Joe Biden, this guy's on his last leg. I don't mean this in a bad way. I really don't. But that dude is on his way out, right? He's not worried about his livelihood. He's worried about his family's livelihood. And, all except for one grandkid that he won't recognize. But he wants to make sure they're good. I can't imagine. Listen, they've gotten millions and millions from Russia, from Ukraine, and from China. And any of you people out there who don't think they've gotten millions, you're out of your mind. I'm not even going to debate that with you. Not even going to debate it with you. You can do your own DuckDuckGo research, and you can find where Joe Biden and his family has gotten, somehow they've gotten payments from Russia, Ukraine, and Russia, Ukraine, and I'm having a Biden moment. I'm having a Biden moment. And China. I'm telling you folks, and we'll call it my opinion, but there's plenty of, we'll call it anecdotal evidence where you can connect the dots. There's just no way that the Biden family hasn't benefited from China, from Russia, and from Ukraine, off the backs of the taxpayer. And I can't imagine what Pelosi and Schumer and the party apparatus, what they must have promised the Biden family, what they promised Hunter. I mean, we really ought to, folks, you ought to keep an eye on this, after Trump is elected, hopefully, and we get through the next 4 years. Keep an eye on how wealthy Hunter Biden remains and how wealthy the Biden family remains, because they're going to get it from somewhere. Because what the Democrats, by pushing him out, listen, they're Pelosi and the Democrat Party, they're vile, power hungry people. They will dump on their own mothers if it means gaining power over you. But I do believe that they will at least take care of their own. So by pushing Joe out, they didn't give him an option. They pushed him out. But I promise you, they're going to be awarding him with some kind of windfall. They're going to, or his family, somebody's going to get some money from somewhere. How much of the millions in campaign funds will stay with him? I don't know. Again, this is just me thinking out loud. This is my opinion, but I believe that they're monetarily going to do something for the Biden family. Or I just don't think he'd be quiet this long. But I do believe at some point after this election is over, especially when Trump wins, if Trump wins in November, which he should, I think Joe Biden and Jill Biden and Hunter Biden, all of them, they're going to unleash on the Democrats like you've never seen. They're going to unleash on Pelosi. They're going to unleash on Schumer. They're going to unleash on the apparatus. They're going to unleash on the Obamas. I mean, folks, the Democrat Party, when they lose in November, they're going to go through a big change. And hopefully a lot of you diehard Democrats will listen to me and understand that your party needs to change. And the only way to do that is to throw them out of power. And if you want to see the Democrat Party lose their ever-loving mind and really go through some changes that need to be, then throw them out of power. That's going to be, I mean, you think that it's a crap show that what we're seeing this week, and it's going to be a crap show all the way up to the election. You ain't seen nothing yet. The crap show that will be the Democrat Party if and when she loses, when they lose in November, and they lose to Trump. They're not just losing to a Republican, they're losing to Trump. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You couldn't film, Hollywood couldn't film a movie that's about to unroll right in front of their eyes when Kamala loses to Donald Trump. I mean, this is going to be something else. And then you've got the other aspect. You've got the violence. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen an insurrection in this country. You haven't seen one, but you're about to. When Donald Trump wins in November, the Democrat Party, you see the thousands of people that are at the Democrat convention this week in Chicago. You see those protesters / rioters by the thousands. That the Antifa nut jobs, those people will be unleashed on January. Well, I don't know if they'll wait till January 6th or 7th or whatever. But when Donald Trump is inaugurated and he takes the reins in 2025, and it sets in that Donald Trump won, you haven't seen an insurrection yet, but you're about to. Because the Democrat Party will unleash, you know, back in the 60s or so, the military wing, the militant wing of the Democrat Party was the KKK. Look it up. I'm not going to argue with you. The militant party, the militant wing of the Democrat Party was the KKK. And today, the militant wing of the Democrat Party is Antifa, and it's BLM. It's these anti-Semitic, Jew-hating people. They are the Democrat Party. They're the militant wing of the Democrat Party. These people that you see in Chicago right now that the Democrats are trying so hard to hide from you, the thousands and thousands of protesters that are eventually going to turn into rioters this week in Chicago, those people, they're all going to be unleashed by the Democrat Party when Donald Trump wins. So you ain't seen an insurrection yet. But you're about to. These people, and I want to see where the media, where's CNN and where's MSNBC and where are all the Democrats when they really are having to run for cover when Antifa and the rest of those goons attack probably everywhere in Washington and who knows what other cities they'll attack when Donald Trump wins, when he's inaugurated. I mean, I'm just saying, folks, you heard it here. On the On Point with Victor show, you heard it here. Will the media still call them peaceful protests? Oh man. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it, but, oh my goodness, folks. But listen, I want to move on a little bit before we run out of time. So Kamala Harris refuses to debate Donald Trump more than once. So all this talk, again, everything that Kamala's doing, everything they accuse Trump of, they will do, folks. Everything that the Democrats accuse Donald Trump and the Republicans of, they're either doing, have done, or will do. And if you remember, just a week or 2 weeks ago, Kamala Harris is running around with her sycophant media. Donald Trump won't debate. Donald Trump's scared of me. Donald Trump's scared of me. Ooh. No, Donald Trump was never scared of you. Donald Trump said, I want three debates. And she's running around saying Donald Trump won't debate. She was lying to you. And so was the media. And now Donald Trump, and of course, they've agreed to September 10th. But Donald Trump said, hey, we've got a perfect debate here set up already, ready to go for September 4th. And Kamala Harris won't do it. And the media won't tell you she won't do it. Because she's not going to, there is no way on God's green earth that Kamala Harris is going to sit in front of a Fox News journalist who's actually going to be honest, a journalist who's going to give hard questions to her, a journalist that might look at Kamala and go, Kamala, not a year ago, you said Bidenomics was great. Maybe it was 6 months. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. You said Bidenomics is working. That's called Bidenomics. And today you're saying, oh, prices are too high. Bread's too high. I mean, you basically did an ad for Donald Trump. Well, what say you, Kamala? See, Kamala can't handle questions like that. She can't handle questions like that. Kamala wants to be in a friendly place where they're, maybe they'll give her the questions ahead of time. I don't know. But she knows they'll be friendly to her. And she knows the Fox News journalists won't be friendly. They're not going to be mean to her. They're just going to be journalists. They're going to ask her tough questions. There's so many easy questions to ask Kamala, but they're tough questions for her because she flip-flops so much. Kamala Harris was anointed. She didn't earn the nomination. She was anointed to the nomination. She has flip-flopped so many on every issue. She cannot, she doesn't have, she can't stand on any convictions because the convictions she has won't get her elected. And see, a good moderator will get that out. And she can't take that chance. But let me tell you, here is what Donald J. Trump should do. Please, Fox News, listen to me. Donald Trump, listen to me. Trump campaign, listen to me. You need to go forth and go forward with the September 4th debate. And here's what you do. The podium that's supposed to have Kamala Harris, you put a video monitor there. And you can tell the people, look, these are easy. I'm going to tell everybody the questions here. Because Kamala Harris is on video. She's on video in her own words, talking about socialism, talking about her support to kill private health care, talking about high taxes, talking about more IRS agents, talking about more spending. She's talking about open borders, talking about giving illegals free everything, free health care, not for you, but for illegals. Kamala Harris is on record, on video, answering all those questions. So here's what you do, Donald Trump. Here's what you do, Fox News. Donald Trump, you show up September 4th. You show up to that debate. And you moderators, you ask the questions. You have a video monitor and you play Kamala's answer. That's what you do. Now I know Fox News won't have the guts to do this because, and maybe they won't do it because they're, media. Well, that's fine. Donald Trump, you do it. Your campaign. Instead of doing a rally on September 4th, you do a town hall on September 4th. You set up a town hall, Donald Trump on one side, a video monitor on the other side. And then you let a moderator sit there and say, well, Mr. Trump, what are you going to do about inflation? What are you going to do about spending? What are you going to do? You ask, and then you ask Kamala the same thing, but since Kamala doesn't have the guts to be there, you play Kamala's answer on the video in her own words because she's on record. She's on record supporting Bidenomics. She's on record supporting inflation because of higher, more spending. She's on record wanting more spending. She's on record wanting to kill private health care. She's on record wanting to tax tip workers. She's on record wanting to allow open borders. She's on record wanting to give illegals free health care, taxpayer-funded health care. She's on record wanting to give illegals free everything. She's on record wanting to decriminalize illegals. She's on record for all of these things. She's on record supporting higher gas prices. She's on record supporting higher energy prices. It's all there. The Trump campaign, I can't make this easier for you. You ought to pay me for the advice I just gave you. You really should. I'll take $1 million. But on September 4th, you need to do a town hall. And on one side, you have Donald Trump. On the other side, you have a video monitor ready to play all of Kamala's greatest hits. And then after you do that and you get your point across, then you interact with the crowd. Bring in Democrats, bring in black folks, bring in white folks, bring in brown folks, bring in yellow, everybody. And then you let Donald Trump interact with them in a town hall. That's what you do on September 4th because Kamala Harris can't do it. She doesn't have the she doesn't have the courage. She doesn't have the ability to do it because she knows she cannot field real questions. She cannot talk off the teleprompter. She can't do it. She's going to give you a bunch of word salads now. So that's my advice for the Trump campaign. That's what you need to do because Kamala Harris is not going to debate. Listen, you're going to be lucky to get that one debate if she shows up for September 10th. And you're going to be lucky if they don't give Kamala the questions. You're going to be lucky if they hold her feet to the fire by asking her tough questions. I mean, that debate on September 10th at ABC is probably going to go something like this. Donald Trump, why are you the devil? Kamala, why are you so happy? Kamala, you're so nice. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. So listen, Kamala doesn't want to do a real debate. She can't. So Donald Trump, that's what you need to do on the 4th. Have a town hall. Have a town hall. Answer the questions and then have a video monitor and play Kamala's greatest hits. I am telling you, Donald J. Trump, Trump campaign, that is a winning strategy, winning message to do on September 4th. Please do it. Please. And you should invite me because it was my idea. Invite me. I want to be there. Let me be the question asker person. I believe they call that the moderator. But it'll be great. It'll be great. It really, really, really would be great. So, but all right. That's exactly what needs to happen. So, all right, let me talk a little bit about last night. Now look, folks, I really try to watch this stuff so you don't have to. I'm willing to let my ears bleed so yours don't have to. But I couldn't watch the whole thing last night. But let me tell you why. In the beginning of the show, I told you, I said, look, I'm surprised that Joe Biden's been going along with all of this. But then again, I'm not because of their quest for power and for whatever they promised their family. But you can see though that there are little digs. That Biden and Jill will throw little digs as much as they can while they're trying to put on a brave face and trying to put on a face of unity, to be behind Harris. They're throwing little bones to Donald Trump. They're throwing bones to Donald Trump. So what are they doing? So if you listened last night, first of all, the Democrats screwed. I mean, they completely were backstabbing Biden last night by, they dragged that convention out last night to purposely make it almost midnight before they let Joe come on, because they knew everybody would be tuning out, and people were even walking out of the convention. People were walking out of the convention during Biden's speech because it was so late, but they did it on purpose. The Democrats it wasn't enough to backstab him a few weeks ago. They're really backstabbing him. They want him gone. They want him gone. They've moved on from Joe Biden. And last night they dragged it out on purpose to bring Joe out almost at freaking midnight. But Joe got in some digs of his own. Joe Biden was able to sit, he stood there and said, he knows Kamala's trying to break away from his policies. He knows Kamala wants to distance herself. But he said last night, Kamala stood with me. Kamala made the tie-breaking vote. Kamala made the tie-breaking vote for inflation. Kamala made the tie-breaking vote for so many things and all the policies. She's part of Bidenomics. She is Bidenomics, folks. Now listen, let me tell you real quick before I leave what the October surprise is going to be, because I almost forgot to tell you again. What I think is going to happen for the October surprise is you're going to see, just as I told you, Dukakis, when he came out of his convention in the late 80s, 17 points ahead. Kamala's going to come out of this and the polling's going to show her ahead. It's showing tied, but there's a lot of polls they're trying to manipulate to show her ahead. So who cares? Who cares? She can be ahead, because I think once Trump continues to define her, and if he does what some of the things I've said to do, her polling's going to fall, and then it's going to plummet. And if we get to October and Kamala is trailing as bad as Joe Biden was, which is what I think could happen, they are going to force Joe Biden to resign the presidency, and they're going to anoint Kamala to the presidency for a week or two, but she'll be the president and she'll be the incumbent. That is my theory. That is what I believe might happen. And you heard this first on Point with Victor. You probably only heard this with On Point with Victor. But I think the October surprise is going to be they're going to push Joe Biden out and make him resign, and they're going to make him hand it over to the black lady. That's what they're going to say. Look, these are my words. This is what they're going to say. And they're going to anoint Kamala to the presidency so she can be the incumbent going into November 5th. That's going to be the October surprise. That's what I think. That's my theory. So let's see what happens. Hopefully I'm not right. But I'm telling you, folks, if Kamala Harris is plummeting in the polls, like I think she might be by October, I think by mid-October, I think she's going to be falling big time, and Trump's going to be ascending. They will, you watch, mark my words, they will probably push Joe Biden out, and they're going to anoint Kamala to the presidency so she can be the incumbent, and they'll try to ride that wave. Folks, just like they rode this wave now, getting rid, listen, people aren't excited about Kamala, they're excited about getting rid of Joe. And I'm telling you, what the Democrats are going to do is get rid of Joe and give it to Kamala. They will accent her Jamaican side and call it African American side, and try to ride that wave of, oh, look, the black lady's president. Folks, don't doubt me. Don't doubt me. All right, folks, stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B., and I'll be back next week for even more. All right, I'm out.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.